The second chapter. Bible said, and I read and preached from Philippians last Sunday. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercy, fulfill, yea, my joy, that yea, be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. I'd like to go back for just a few minutes of time and talk about the joy. If we fulfill His joy, we'll be in one mind and one accord. You can't be a separated people and fulfill a joy, and that in the Spirit of God. I see Philip went down to the city of Samaria. Now, the apostles was gone out to preach the Word of God, and they were seeing people saved everywhere. And they didn't have a problem with Philip going down, a young minister preaching to the city of Samaria. And the Bible said, them are giving great heed to the things of which he doing, hearing and seeing, the miracles that he was doing. The Bible said that there was great joy in that city. Whenever the movement of the Holy Spirit is a moving in a place, you can be, I bet your bottom dollar, that the power of God is there, and there is joy in a place. Where two or three are gathered together in one mind and one accord, there's joy. We can fulfill the joy being different with one another. But when we come together in love with one another, the love of Christ in His mind, then we have joy one with another. Brother Eric, take it over.
I would say this, have the same love, being of one accord and one mind. Amen. How do you know which mind you need to have? Amen. I can't have Brother Jerry's mind, and if we come together in my mind, you've seen this morning that it might all crash and burn. But I tell you what, the Bible tells us we're to have the mind of Christ. Yeah. Amen. You read down there in chapter in verse 3, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. And here's what the crown of Christ, kind of mind that Christ had. He said, but in lowliness of mind, let each other esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Amen. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible tells us that he took on the form of a servant. And he humbled himself, being humbled among men, among mankind. I'm reminded over there when he went over there and supper was ended. At the Last Supper with the Lord. Amen. He took a girdle and put it around himself and began to wash the brother's feet.
Amen.
Begin to be a servant, be humble.
I
tell you what, that's the kind of mind that we need to have. As I studied this week from last week, I began to form a picture of a man in this chapter here. That had just that kind of mind. Man, he was humble. He didn't think much of himself. He thought of other people more than he did himself, even to his own detriment, to his own self. Jesus said that greater love had no man than this. Then he laid down his life for his friends. Amen. There was a man right in this chapter. That was sick unto death. He just about had to die. Because he loved the brethren so much. If you drop down to verse 25, it says, I suppose it necessary to seem to you, Epaphroditus, my brother and companion in labor, and fellow soldier, but your messenger, and he ministered to my wounds. He said, for he longed after you all and was full of heaviness, because that ye had heard that he had been sick. And for indeed he was sick, nigh unto death. But God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. I sent him therefore and more carefully, that when you see him again, you may rejoice, and that I may be the less sorrowful. Receive him therefore in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such in reputation. Hey, because for the work of Christ, he was nigh to death.
Yeah,
not regarding his life to the supply your lack of service toward me. Here's a man, hey, we find that he didn't regard his life. He was sick, hey, because of the cause of Christ, because he was out there on the mission field doing the best he could for Christ and his people. He became really sick. Hey, sick unto death, I tell you what. Hey, that's the kind of mind we need to have in Christ today. Hey, you think he'd need to go to a physician, some kind of doctor, to get himself all healed up so that he could be a more effective servant?
Bless you, Lord.
But I tell you what, he did all the extent of what his body would allow. Hey, it meant something because he had the mind of Christ egging him on and desiring who would be able, Lord, to be a service and a servant to somebody else. The Bible tells us that to let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Yeah. What kind of mind? One mind and one accord that we need to be in. Hey, as we esteem each other better than ourselves. Hey, and we look not our own self. Hey, especially this time of year, we talk about the Christmas season. We talk about giving. We talk about gifts. Hey, why is it that only one time a year, hey, that we desire to see other people in health and happy? We desire to have gifts to other people, and it only happens one time a year. Hey, the only time it happens is on Christmas Day. Hey, because you get out in the holiday rush and all that, people are fighting and over all kinds of material things just so that they can get the best gift and get the best there is. Hey, well, I would like to see one time somebody getting on Walmart and be able to have a gift and say, you know what, you need this more than I do. Hey, it's not mine, but I know it's you can have it and you need it. I'm glad today for that kind of mind. Say that we need to have in the church today, just like old Epaphroditus. He was sick unto death. Hey, but he said, hey, that he didn't think nothing of his own self. He was nigh to death, not regarding his life, but he wanted to do service to Paul. He was a man who stood in the gap. He made up the hedge. Hey, he didn't care what his life would look like. Paul said, I count all things as dung. Why? That I may win Christ. We kind of need to have the mindset that Christ had in us.
That's right.
I tell you what, if you're here today, hey, and you've lost that desire, if you've lost that mindset that Christ had, hey, loving your fellow brethren, loving your neighbor, you see somebody sick or in need, hey, and you just pass them on by. Hey, I tell you what, today's the best day you'll ever have. Hey, to come and get it right before the Lord. Hey, to come and talk things over with the Lord and say, Lord, I need a new mindset. I need my spirit renewed in me. I need it stirred up in me like Paul did. Paul had the mind of Christ. Hey, man, he said when he saw what the Athenians was giving over to idolatry, he was stirred in his spirit. Hey, wanted to go preach to them Christ. Wanted to take of his own self, not regarding, didn't worry about if they'd stoned him to death or not. He worried about their soul more than he did his own.
Amen.
And if you need that kind of mindset today, right now is the best time to do it. Brother David, would you get us a song?
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Let's all stand.
155.